This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Well, I mean, it's a 10-minute chunk that I had outlined. I also wanted to give us time to talk about F1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Where's the time? Yeah, no,
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
It's a sermon. No.
Correct.
I'm going to give my $10 to Jake, actually, for that one.
Weird. Now it's all in that Connect 2020. By the way, if there's not a clear winner, nobody gets any money. So here we go.
Now
competition.
That we are gathered together. No.
It's the same sermon.
Near and far, around the world.
You're clipping out the same fucking guy.
You found three different audio files. It was Ellen, the sermon, and an interview with Gunther.
Those are actually three different sermons.
Sounds faint.
Thursday, May 11th. WJ strike is in full effect. This is we batch recorded an episode. We did one this morning. I'm still kind of in a bad mood, just to be honest, to so you guys know where I'm coming from. Every week we've been trying to... Sorry.
I can sip on the show. It's not a stoppable offense.
I know. I'm going to have to edit that out. I like fully heard that. yeah, we're checking in on the WGA strike. It sort of halted Hollywood. But because we're batch recording, we're not going to really get a check-in for week three. So what do you guys think will have happened then?
I think that we're going to see some repeating signs.
Yeah, that's good. Everyone's a sign gonna, repeater?
Yeah.
It's like an outfit repeater.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then second most important, I guess we should introduce Erica. Welcome to the show. I don't know your last name. Otherwise, I would have said both.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
Holy shit.
That's also correct.
What's that?
That's correct.
And then I guess your sophomore appearance, Alec Bergman. Alec Bergman on the show.
You're just renaming everyone.
Well, Alec Berg is the creator of Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? You're like a millionaire.
I know.
Erica, this is your first time on the show. Do you want to introduce yourself to the audience? What do you do at HeadGum or anything else you want them to know?
Yeah, so my last name is Jensen.
Nice.
Just putting it out there.
Erica Jensen. Yes. That sounds like an animated character.
Really?
Not really.
And then I do ad ops for the West Coast.
For Gumball or HeadGum?
I guess.
Both.
HeadGum, both, yeah.
All right.
Gumball. But.
Very cool. And you said you live in the Valley. Where in the Valley? I don't know where that is.
It's okay. That doesn't matter either.
Okay, cool. And I'll bleep that out, I guess. You answered like that. I mean, this is going out to like, what, 50,000 people?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
20?
Doubtful.
Not even. I thought it was like 30,000. Don't we sell the ads at 30,000?
Yeah, but those numbers are fudged. It's probably close to 2,900 people listening, and then we sell it for 30, 40K.
Which it ends up being pennies on the dollar.
Exactly. Erica knows all about that.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I don't see a dime of that. I get paid hourly.
Yes, exactly. We pay you up front, so it's low risk, but low reward.
A stipend.
Exactly.
You said stipend with the same like intonation as like new parents say diaper, where it's like they don't want to change a diaper because it's their first time having a kid. You get this?
No.
Oh yeah, it's Jake that's having a kid. Where is the little Fokker? Do you think, well, by this time next Friday, he'll have been born. She'll have been born.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if not, then we've got a real problem on our hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to cut that out. we've got a lot to get to. Everyone seems very nervous. Even Amir. Mm-mm. What the hell was that?
My headphones don't work.
Yeah, I feel like I can't hear
I know
things yeah. normally.
Yeah.
Meaning?
Like the headphones are not actually amplifying yeah. our microphones. It's just dampening what we can hear IRL.
Okay. What about the sound effects?
I can hear the sound effects.
Yeah. Right. I took my headphones off because I couldn't even hear the sound effects.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You seem upset.
Mm-mm.
All right. We're doing this new setup again where I'm behind the boards just because I can live edit. Which makes it easier for me. And also, HeadGum refuses to give us a producer for the show, other than Anya, who's a supervising producer, so she handles emails and scheduling, etc. But they don't seem to want to pair this show with a in-studio producer, right? Someone who can be on the boards, who can make sure everything is working, ride the levels, do the live edit, and I don't appreciate it. So here I am behind the boards, and I think that people enjoyed last week's episode, so I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
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 Bond of the week. Every week we put up a fucking casting option for 007. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
This week my pick is Dylan Brosnan. So instead of James Bond, it's James's Spawn.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's Kevin? Dylan Brosnan?
He's Pierce's son.
Son? Oh, his hot son.
Yeah.
How old is he?
What's that?
How old is
He's
he?
He's my age. I went to school with him.
You went to Dylan really? Bronson's school?
I went to USC with him.
Mm.
And there was a night that we were out downtown with some friends at the Ace Hotel.
Mm.
Pretty awesome. And at least at the time. And I see Dylan. And so I'm like, holy shit, I know that guy from class. I don't even think at this point I knew that he was like a famous person's son. So I go up to him and I'm like, Dylan, bunch of you SCA people are over there. Like, you should come have a drink with us, because he was alone. And then it turned out he was on a date. His date walked up and I was like, oh, never mind. And he was kind of an asshole to me about it.
Mm.
Interesting.
Sounds yeah. like you were just being really nice.
I was. Inclusive. He might not have been able to hear me because he didn't end up looking me in the eye. And I was like 40 feet away.
Yeah, that could be it.
This is so fucked up. This is Amir's second episode, so he kind of expended all his energy on the first one. You're not even trying, first of all. You're mad that you had to have half a salad.
We're scheduled to record at 1.
Sure.
Our lunch got here at 1.
Absolutely.
So the decision was made, do we eat now or just think about the food
you made the record? Decision.
Right. The decision so I thought, was which was kind of smart, to sure. eat half of it before the record for Absolutely. About 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then... So we're satiated for mm-hmm. the actual episode.
But instead you're like lethargic full. For the full episode.
But now we're, yeah, digesting.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. Which is why I thought half was a good compromise. So I'm not like fully in yeah. this post-food coma world.
Do you want a digestive?
No, I don't want a digestive. I'm using a LaCroix.
Do you want a Campari?
What can you offer me?
We have Campari. That's all we have.
Right here?
In the office, yeah.
No, I'm good.
We've got a lot to get to. We already talked. We talked about the WGA strike. All we got projecting to next week is that Allie thinks that people are going to be sign repeaters, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
A great prediction. Erica, what do you got?
Honestly, I have no idea about the whole thing. Like, I know about it, but yeah. like, I couldn't give you much to talk about with right. it.
And would you say that the question I just asked was good for content?
Sure.
Really? You think it was?
I mean, I don't know anything about it.
I don't know. I don't fucking shocked. Care. What's that?
No, I didn't say anything.
Erica, you said you went to school in Vegas. You're going to Vegas tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Whoa, is that true?
Yeah.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
Whoa. How often do you go to Vegas?
I used to go a lot, like every few weeks. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like once a month or so. I mean, I go a lot.
Yeah, once a month is pretty solid.
Yeah.
Southwest. I've never been.
No, I'm driving.
Got it.
But sometimes I'll fly. I don't like flying in the summer. It's the turbulence is so bad.
Well, you didn't mean the airline. You just meant like that's the general region where
I meant the
is.
Airline. You've never been to Vegas?
I've never been to Vegas.
Really?
Really?
It shows.
Wait, no, you said
it definitely shows.
It's for the best.
Yeah, like you don't, I don't think you'd be able to handle what Vegas has to offer.
What do you mean? It's the same as any other town. There's just like more clubs.
It's well, it's not really that.
There's more
Erica
casino.
Can tell you. She's sort of a Vegas connoisseur, but that city would chew you up and spit you out.
Yeah.
Right. You don't know me at all, but why do you think you'd chew me up?
Well, it's just like all clubbing, drinking, gambling,
it's pretty
partying.
All stuff you don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are like, all things I don't like.
Expensive dinners, buffets.
Well, I like a buffet.
Yeah.
I like an expensive buffet.
Yeah.
and I like a Cirque du Soleil. After
they have that there.
It's true. It's scary for me.
Vegas?
Continue. Please extrapolate.
Is scary?
It's too risky. The acts, the tricks.
Oh, you're like, you're anxious.
Oh, you're nervous.
I
sit there the entire time waiting for someone to get hurt. And then I'm at the show where something terrible happened. And I have to, and then I was there. And then I have that memory. It's too much for me.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's do like a not even thought exercise, but straight up acting exercise. So you're in the. Sorry.
She just said okay.
Yeah. I'm still picking up on the fact that Alex and Amir wish they could have finished their lunch in peace. You're at Cirque du Soleil.
Sure.
You're in the audience.
Okay.
They're doing their high-flying, high-fatutin' accidents. High-fatutin' accidents.
Sorry. My hands started sweating.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so let's say you and we're at Company Retreat next year is in Vegas. That's you guys are sat next to each other. How do you both react? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, action.
Whoa!
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
You're doing too much because like you don't want to be like, whoa, you know, during like
the
a, you know,
into it. Yeah.
Well, it's like a performance.
Like Amir would actually do that though in the crowd.
Yeah, so, but that's not a good thing. Like absolutely correct, but that's not a good thing.
I think it's fun to like engage with the show and like feel almost like you're overcome with the
joy. Yeah.
Or the need to like exclaim.
Yeah.
Clap.
Someone's going to fall and then it'll be a silent theater and Amir going, whoa.
Whoa. Awkward.
The fear, just 1 second. So the fear for me is that you stopped doing If I Were You.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And so can we agree on that?
It's a fact. It's
not
like something we have to agree on.
And it's a factoid. It's not like such a big deal that it's a fact.
Carry on.
You stopped doing that show,
uh-huh.
And I feel like there's this like itch that's not being scratched for your ass in terms of performing, in terms of being in the limelight.
So you think me going whoa during a circus is me trying to like reclaim my glory years of being a podcaster?
I think you're trying to center yourself where there is no narrative for you there.
And you're saying stop with the cameo.
So imagine like Jeff at like a blackjack table saying this stuff to a dealer. Like it wouldn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Escort it out.
Yeah, exactly. They're calling the pit boss. This is worse than card counting. Yeah. Who's there?
No.
Oh, that's you're asking to hit.
Is that knocking on wood?
No, that's me saying hit me.
Have you been to any casino ever?
Yes, I went to the talking stick thing with you last year.
Oh, yeah, that's
Scottsdale.
Right.
Guess how much money I lost.
You lost a few $100 pretty fast.
I lost $200 within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Playing what?
Cards. Fucking blackjack, I think. And then there was,
Isn't that like the easiest game, though?
Yeah, it's the easiest game, but he still quite couldn't figure it out.
And then do you want to tell the story of how I almost got my legs broken?
Did you?
Were you there?
No.
Remember I barely graced the table with the chip to increase a bid or not a bid.
Oh, yeah, a bet.
And
I remember, yeah.
The fucking dealer's like, whoa.
Like you can't, his chips mid-bet. It's like you're not supposed to touch that. It looked like you were like taking some chips off.
I was like, sorry, I've never been to a casino. And he's like, no, I have to call my manager.
Oh, wow.
I'm like,
but it was
I've
like
already
a $15
lost.
Bet, yeah.
Okay, if I win this, the casino still wins.
Yeah.
Like I still lost $150. So I didn't know that people took, especially in fucking, what is it, Scottsdale?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I almost got my legs broken, 21 style. We should, Alex, what are your thoughts on Vegas?
You know, I went to Vegas for this job for a conference just a few months ago.
That feels like the worst way to do Vegas. Marty?
Sitting inside like a C-level
resort.
Yeah, really
conference
high
hall.
Air conditioning.
Yeah.
And fluorescent lights, the smell of smoke everywhere.
That's the first time you've ever been?
No. No, no, no. But it's not my favorite place.
Yeah. Where is your favorite place? Punta Cana? Sorry, why is that funny?
What a bad thing to say during a conversation. You're never in a good place and you have to ask that.
What's your favorite place?
Turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
Turkish Ham. Food.
Turkey-ish food. Like chicken?
No, like kebab and stuff.
Yeah.
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 Favorite Turkish restaurant?
You don't have to answer that.
Oh, I'm just curious. I don't want to divulge my secrets.
Wow, because then there will be a line out the door.
Spot, you know?
It's like when that bagel place got really famous in Highland Park.
Mm.
Local references. People hate when this happens. Grace, cut that out. Alex, you recently started a vintage furniture refurbishing company.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, or let's hear her out.
No, let's hear
exciting.
Her out.
That's good exposure.
I did.
Do you want to plug it?
Yeah, it's called Old Souls LA, and I am sourcing cool vintage furniture and home decor, and I'm selling it online, and it's fun.
Wait, I actually do have a question. Are there any couches? I need.
You didn't
a new-
have a question. You wanted to ask a question, and you figured it out as you said it.
Yeah. No, I was trying to say I need a new couch so bad, and so if you ever have, I follow your account. But
oh,
yeah, me too.
A loyal follower.
I'm on the hunt for a new couch so bad. I hate mine. I can't say it enough. I hate it.
I got you.
It makes me mad when I go home.
Oh my God.
I actually feel the same way about my couch right now.
Yeah.
I talk about it every day to my boyfriend, and he's probably fed up with me. But
yeah.
You know when, like, there's no structure to the back of your couch?
It just hurts your back
and you're
to
just
sit on
laying
it.
Like you're yeah. like this against the, like,
you're planking,
wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a reverse plank, yeah. And I'm, like, looking at the TV. Oh.
So, how does that work? Where you own basically a furniture company, but your furniture that you own is not cutting it?
Well, you know, I ordered a new couch like 6 months ago.
Yeah, Restoration Hardware or
Cardiel.
Dane?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
He also sells furniture.
I didn't know you.
No, I've never heard of that brand, but it sounds great.
Yeah, they have like mid-century modern stuff, but absolutely. They've pushed it back essentially till October now. So
yeah. That's I'm on the hunt next again. Mid-century.
Yeah.
Oh,
like good one.
See, that's a joke. Not like you're weird at. Oh, sorry, I can't hear.
What's that?
Are you playing a
he
song?
He made the sound effect.
Got I did. It. Yeah. 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 So at Old Souls LA?
At oldsouls.la.
Dot LA.
Yeah.
And is it local pickup only? Local delivery
mostly,
only?
Mostly, yeah. Unless it's like something really small.
Like
maybe
a
I'll put in the
buffet.
Effort. Huh?
Nothing. Allie.
No.
Help
is it,
me.
Is it you purchasing stuff that you see from like flea markets and stores and then
yeah,
reselling
is
it,
so is it
from your house?
Sourcing from places like the Rose Bowl flea. And
you didn't
garage
have to clarify. I think I said it pretty simply.
I was just wondering. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not as much flea markets because I feel like that stuff's already like priced
accordingly.
Accordingly.
Yeah.
A lot estate sales.
That's cool.
So I'm hitting the estate.
Did you go to that one
circuit?
In Bel Air the other day?
No. Did you?
I was going to. I didn't wake up in time.
Oh, don't look man. At me when you talk. When you say estate sales, is it like people that just passed away?
Sometimes, yes.
Whoa. Sometimes they're just trying to get rid of a bunch of shit.
Sometimes they're someone's moving and they're like liquidating all their stuff or I don't know.
What's the best deal you've gotten at an estate sale?
I got a $50 desk.
For $9.
No, I paid $50.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can sell it for much
yeah,
more than that.
Much more, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's facilitate some deals right now. So
okay.
Al, you need a sofa.
I can't even tell you how much I hate my couch. Yes.
What's wrong with your couch?
I hate it. It's bad. It's dirty. It's uncomfortable.
Old?
I think I bought it from Facebook Marketplace. I bought it new, but it's so cheap from Amazon. And I didn't realize that until after it was already in my house. Like I didn't,
like
I didn't do a quality
check. The cushions and the couch are made out of the same material.
Yes. They're attached.
Yeah. Just one lump sum.
It is one thing.
Lump sum. One lump sum.
What's that?
Allie hates her couch. It was a hot cross buns parody.
Whew. Got it.
I didn't mean to get so heated. I didn't, you know what? I don't talk about this outside of my apartment at night. So it's like, I didn't realize how much it's permeating my mood during the day. But right. It's like,
it's hard to get away. You can't escape it.
No.
It's always top of mind.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Please. Yeah.
If your couch was a real life person, who would it be?
Ugh,
and like, why? Let's add in why.
Please not me. Oh my God, if it's me.
It would be like, you know, okay, you know, it is a sea. It's also, it's not the right shade of green, but it's green. So I would say it's like the most annoying.
Like Tucker Carlson or something.
Yeah, but like there, have you heard the thing that it's like green couches are like supposed to be bisexual? It's no. The, it
what?
Would my, have you
I
heard
ordered
that?
A green couch. Like, am what? I bisexual now?
You must
it's
be.
Like, oh, there was shit. A thing that was going on online where it was like all of these people being like, if you have a green velvet couch, that means you're bisexual, which my couch is in green or velvet and I'm not bisexual.
So what are you worried about?
I'm saying that my couch would be the most annoying, try hard out there that also happens to be bisexual.
Oh, interesting.
And it's I can't complain about it enough.
Erica, so like, ask me what color my couch is.
What color is your couch?
Green.
Oh.
Ask me what material it's made out of.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Velvet?
Correct.
I mean, that's what it means.
I've been limiting my options sexually.
Is that true? You have a green velvet couch?
Why are you so curious all of a sudden?
Just
that's,
making conversation.
That's how Emrata came out as bi.
With the green with the velvet couch?
Is that true?
Yeah.
She used to be my neighbor.
Really?
What? Yeah, and then we both moved.
Wait,
same week.
She came out as bi?
Because of her green couch on TikTok.
Did she come out or did she just have a green couch?
I thought she came out on top.
It's a wink and a nod saying this is what that means.
Mm. Right. And then who did she French?
Pete Davidson, I think.
Harry Styles. No.
Yeah, it ended up being Harry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's a, yeah. So that's not really proving anything because she was married to a man, got divorced, sold the house. I moved as well. Same week. Did I mention that?
Yep.
Yep. And we do have to take a break. And we're already back. Did you see how fast that was?
Oh, my headphones work again.
We're already back. See? Oh, forget it. Jesus. Erica, how'd you meet your best friend?
My best friend?
Yeah.
My best friend I met in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I have multiple best friends, if that makes sense.
I get that.
Yeah.
It's a tier.
Like, my best friend group, my best friend group from LA, like, I met them in high school.
Yeah.
But I have, like, best friends from, like, preschool. Like, I have different friends in Vegas. But, like,
I have three. Yeah, maybe two.
There's not a lot, but it's just, like, there's different groups, and I consider them all, like,
are they all part of the Vegas crew?
No, I have my Vegas friends.
Separate.
And honestly, if my friends watch this, but my Vegas friends are my best friends. I love them a lot. No, I mean, no, they're not going to watch.
You heard it here first.
For the life of me, I'm not going to watch. Okay.
Who? But okay, so let's just start some shit. What's funny, right? Like, this is actually kind of a serious episode so far. Trying to get to know Erica. I've never
not
met her.
Really? Not really, no.
We talked about Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not serious.
We talked about Alex's actual business, by the way.
Literally a circus.
I'm not running a circus.
No, not you. I'm saying Cirque du Soleil.
I think I'm sort of like a P.T. Barnum kind of guy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
like an agent of chaos. Vessel,
Jeff,
like an agent of chaos.
You can't come out pro-circus.
I'm not.
That's really messed up. And I'm sorry for laughing earlier. It's kind of fucked up.
of your Vegas group, closest friends, we should say.
I should take that back really quick. No, I mean, like, to go out with and, like, no drama, no issues. Like, they're, like, the best people, you know?
I feel like the people I go out with are the ones that always have drama.
But I feel like your best friends that you've known the longest, there's always going to be drama.
That's true.
Like, there's always, like, some built-up anger or something between everybody.
Yeah.
How big is the Vegas crew?
Sorry, it's only don't have like, to answer that.
I'm curious.
How big is, how many people though?
In Vegas? Okay, so in LA, like our group is like, I guess like 40? Six girls.
Six, okay.
No,
so six 40. Girls from LA going to Vegas.
I don't know.
That's
I don't know.
Too many friends.
Yeah. Every time I go to 4100, I feel like everyone is my friend.
No, that's not true. Six girls from LA that all live in LA go to Vegas. That's the Vegas group.
No, no. That's like my high school friends. We were all on cheer together. Like we were like the group, you know?
But the Vegas crew.
The Vegas crew is just like fun. Like there's no...
Are they from LA too?
No, they're actually, two of them are from Vegas. One's from Canada, but moved to Vegas.
Where in
Canada? So three of them live in Vegas.
Toronto. Sorry. Yeah, well, four. In my Vegas crew, it's like four of us. But then like, there's just like other people that you still hang out with from college that
and
are-
And your boyfriend's not your best friend.
He is my best friend.
So how did you meet him?
He is coming to Vegas. But I will say, so here's the thing. My boyfriend's from Vegas.
Oh. Yeah.
So he has a lot, he lives here now, but he has a lot of like friends in Vegas that have other friends that we all kind of like all became a group.
The crew sort of the network grows from there.
Right.
It's like, so, yeah, it's like a phone tree because it's like you become his friend and then his friends become your friends and then they all become friends with each other.
Right.
It's sort of like a, again, it grows from there. It's a network.
For 5 minutes in Vegas, you would not survive. Your energy is so anti-fun.
What do you mean?
There's no way that you would ever like step foot at another casino and have a good time.
The last time Alex was in this room for this show, we were concocting dairy.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with
it. I almost want to like see you in Vegas just to like test it out.
Yeah, because it's such like a weird fish.
Like, should we grow you in?
No, it's like a fish in water, just different waters.
But should we have to wear what you're wearing now, but like.
You wouldn't get into a club.
You would not get into a club, is what I'm trying to say. You would not get into a club.
You're wearing a golf polo. By the way, the same shirt you wore last night on the live.
Sure.
Shirt? Take a break. We'll be right back.
What? Did we just take a break?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I think I would last a day in Vegas, and then I'd have to come back.
Sure.
Sure.
You did almost get your legs broken at the talking stick, so I don't feel like...
You couldn't handle Scottsdale, and you want to go to Vegas.
And you want to be on the Strip. No, Vegas has never been my bag, and I've never been there, but I don't think I would enjoy it.
I think what we should do is we all join Erica on her trip there tonight.
There's no way she wants that.
No, you guys could come.
To kind of test this out and like see how it goes.
Let me like show you around
tack
Vegas.
On
the drive. The drive is the most fun part, right?
Like the excitement of arriving through the desert.
We can have like hijinks on the road.
Exactly. Road hijinks, basically. Where do you stop along the way? In and out?
I'd rather be at Narragansett.
No, you have to stop
in Barstow
and then Baker.
And then maybe watch some few videos from Barstool in Barstow.
No, not that at all.
Because Dave Portno.
You know what's in Baker? World's largest thermometer.
I was going to say that.
And again, and you wouldn't know that because you don't belong anywhere near there.
When? How many times have you been to Vegas?
Dozens.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
Well, you
dozens.
Like gambling.
Yeah, grew up in LA, very close by. Been 21 for at least 19 years. You got to assume I'm there a few times a year.
All right.
Yeah.
A few times a year.
A few.
Do you fly?
Sometimes I fly. Sometimes I drive.
Flying's like easy because it's like 45 minutes, but driving is the fun part. If you're going with friends, like.
But driving back is so bad.
Yeah, it's so bad.
It is really bad.
It almost undoes the fun of Vegas.
Yeah. You cannot leave Sunday at like 9 a.m.
Yeah, it takes you like 12 hours.
12 hours.
Big Bear?
Huh?
Nothing. I said I've been to Big Bear.
Right.
You know, I've never been to Big Bear.
Oh, you guys should do a little. Retreat swap.
Where I go to Vegas and you go to Big Bear?
Yeah, we can like FaceTime and
that
like,
probably, like, do you like going to like a cabin and...
Yeah, I've gone to Mammoth, but I've never done Big Bear.
So you're just like socially liquid. You're just like, you have the capital.
What is that?
I think like, I'm going to be sick. I don't know if it's the food I just had or what you just said, but that I really feel nauseous right now.
What's the problem? Did you eat too fast?
No, I was sort of eating at a normal amount, but then you said socially liquid and I feel like food poisoning or something. I feel like what you said was the norovirus, and it's affecting me.
The norovirus?
I think so. Oh, here we go. Oh, fuck. Socially liquid, was it?
Yeah, can you elaborate on that?
Like, you have the capital. You have the social capital to do, and the wherewithal, mind you, to be in Vegas, but also in a cabin with just, like,
oh,
two people.
Like, I'm very well-versed.
I can only do the latter.
Oh.
Mm. I'm with you there. I don't think I'm Vegas. I feel like I've driven that point home pretty clear, though.
Yeah, because you said that you get worried at Cirque du Soleil.
Okay, I need to take you all to Vegas. We're going
to
change.
I would love to go to Vegas. I want to go once, but I figure...
It's a fun place to be.
I feel like I'm going to end up there for, like, bachelor parties, so I'm fine not going by choice.
You only go for, like, a weekend. It's not...
That's too much.
No, you get there Friday, party Saturday, leave Sunday.
I can't party two nights in a row anymore. I'm only 25.
You're only 25?
Yeah.
You could party.
Hey, if I can party two nights in a row.
You can't. You can't even do one night. When we went to New York for the Gramercy shows, you didn't go out afterwards. Everyone else did.
Yeah, you did leave Austin one night, didn't you?
What did he do on the retreat this year? Did he go out?
No, you left early one night.
Exactly. Not really early, but I thought it was... After midnight.
We watched. We sat next to each other and watched a pool game for a little.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, so we watched billiards.
One second, was it fun for Allie?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because we were sort of
just blink twice if he paid you off to say that.
There's no way.
That looked like three. Time.
My fear with you is, like, I don't want you to get too rich because you're going to become weird.
What?
Like, you know how some people can handle wealth?
You don't think he can take it?
Not at all. I feel like you're gonna be, like, spending $300 on a hoodie because you're not going to change your style.
Okay.
And that. Oh, like, are you with me okay, or are you skeptical?
I mean, that sounds like a nice hoodie, but yeah.
And then you're going to like pay people off. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't do that.
No, you would. You would be like, don't come to this thing tonight because I don't want to feel anxious. Here's $1,000. Here's a rack.
You can pay me not to show up. How about tonight?
No, Headgum happy I don't want to pay anybody not to show up. That's crazy. What's the sandwich picture that you put up behind you?
Oh, yeah. So that's going to be, you can't really see it, but you can see on any sandwich here. But it says Dutch, it says Dutch crunch bread from Togo's.
Also to the tune of hot cross buns.
Dutch crunch bread on any sandwich. Erica, what's your impression of the show so far?
Honestly?
Yes.
It's okay. No, I'm kidding. It's good.
You haven't, like, caught a vibe?
I mean, I think...
caught a vibe.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I feel like within, like, Headgum,
yeah,
like, there's always an awkward silence. Like, someone talks, mm-hmm. and then it's, like, quiet.
Yep.
Yeah, so the thing that everybody comments this every week, they're like, I thought I'd paused the podcast, but it was just something that happened in the source audio.
But Erica means even at the company. Not
I know
like
I always am pushing like overlapping podcast. Dialogue, but like there's a difference between like long silences and then like talking over each other.
I feel like you're overcorrecting. I feel like you're making sure exactly that there's right. no silence
there's
whatsoever.
No silence at all.
But normal conversations do have like a little bit of a beat between when I talk and when you do.
Right.
So that's
should we see how long we can go on the silence?
Oh, that could be good. What's the longest silence on the podcast? What's that?
Let's
been?
Get a numbers crunch on that. I'm sure somebody will.
We'll have Sage make a compilation.
Should we do
video?
A minute right now? See what it feels like.
Sage does already too much work.
Let's do 1 minute, 60 seconds of
she
silence.
Is paid.
Can you do that?
I love
can you
her.
Put up a Can you put up a timer
To see how long we can manage?
No, I'm saying we should do 60 seconds of silence right now.
All right.
Amir wants a 60 second nap.
A moment of silence.
Starting now.
How long has it been?
Not even 30 seconds.
That was horrible. That was awkward.
That was hard. Didn't even make it halfway.
There's a lot of eye contact, though.
Oh, I was just sort of staring off into space.
Yeah.
Alex, when was the last time you won an award?
An award?
Yeah.
I think in, like, fourth grade, I did an academic pentathlon.
What's a pentathlon?
Yeah.
It's like...
math, science,
yeah,
history.
You compete with a team of your peers in like a bunch of answer questions in a bunch of different genres. Maybe it was like fourth grade or something. I don't know. It was a long time ago. I don't think we did that
you
good.
You went to UCSB.
Yeah. Oh, I have a funny story about that, though.
Okay.
About the pentathlon. My family always reminds me that I was on stage and I had to answer a question. And the question was, like, how animals can sense, like, natural disasters or something. And it was multiple choice, and I put ESP because I didn't know what ESP stood for. But basically, yeah, it was just that they can, like, read minds.
And I know what ESP stands for, but yeah. Just for Allie's sake. What is that?
Yeah, what is it for my sake?
I don't know what the acronym actually means, so I still could not answer the question.
But one of the choices was mind reading, and you chose that.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's as good a guess as I think. I hear something. You're
sorry. Yeah.
Nope.
What was that?
Spacebar my stuck. Laptop.
That's funny though. Yeah. That's a good answer.
What was the real answer? Like, I still don't know how.
I have no idea, actually. Now that I think about it, that's like not really a fourth grade level question.
Yeah. Yeah, none of us know the answer to that. Allie.
Yeah.
Do you pray?
No.
Got it. Amir, what was the best birthday of your life? Just because you have the most to choose from.
I guess when I turned 30, I did go to Vegas and I thought it was very fun. A bunch of my friends went.
You thought it was very fun or you experienced a lot of joy?
Both.
Okay. Did you have any regrets about that trip?
Nope.
Did you leave anything in Vegas? Did it stay?
Did I what?
Because they say, what do they say, Erica? They like, what happens in Vegas is always
stays
there.
In Vegas.
Stays in Vegas. Did anything stay in Vegas? Did you lose your wallet?
His dignity.
No, my dignity and my wallet. Well, I lost a little bit of my dignity, but my wallet was completely in tow.
Yeah. And what put an end to your last relationship?
For me?
Of course. We're sticking with you.
Well, I mean, that Vegas trip was probably the beginning of the end.
In terms of
having the relationship fall apart.
But for what reasons? Is it that you were there with just your buddies and you were like, oh my God?
I think it was a case of like meeting somebody at age 25 and then by 30 you're a different person.
Really wasn't done.
What's that?
I actually really wasn't done.
I can't quite hear you.
The question was,
yeah.
Is it that you were there without sans her?
No, she was there.
Can I finish the question?
Sure.
Is it that you were there sans her?
Right.
And you realized, oh my God, like life is, it feels a little lighter.
She was there.
I still
so it's the if it's
finish.
An either or, it's the other one.
I really didn't finish.
Yeah.
Because you keep jumping my line.
Okay.
Is it that you were in Vegas, sans her, and you were kind of with your buddies and realizing that life felt a little bit better without her, that you were more yourself and that you couldn't really be yourself around her?
Sure, yes.
I
That's
wasn't
what it
quite
was.
Finished.
Definitely the end.
So what was the or? What actually happened?
A case of drifting apart.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because you were moving to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And she was staying in New York.
Correct.
And did she, yeah. Did she take it well? Was she?
Obviously not. We broke up.
Yeah, but there can be a mutual parting of ways. Maybe she also was thinking.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't animus, but it also wasn't like, you know, a happy-go-lucky time in my life.
Yeah. Erica, do you pray?
No, I'm Jewish.
And then, I mean, in terms of, was that the beginning of the end or that was the end?
Well, Jewish people can pray.
Oh, you're right. But the way he asked it.
Yeah, it made it seem like, do you Christian pray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, where is she now?
I'm not sure.
And this is not a
No.
Take a break. Be right back.
Do we actually go to break every time you throw to break?
Yeah.
So like there's a commercial there?
Yeah.
God.
Not really an ad most of the time.
Yeah,
but
sometimes
yeah.
Just a pause.
It's I not guess selling very
thinking.
Well.
It's manifesting what I want to be true, which is that this show would have, what, 4 ads per episode?
Sure.
Yeah, do you guys have any involvement in the selling of the HeadGum show?
I don't think anyone sells it anymore.
Yeah.
We're kind of riding the coattails of AG1.
Yeah.
My involvement is I schedule it.
Oh, interesting. So do you ever see like someone who wants to schedule an ad for this show?
And you cancel it. You divert it to Hollywood Handbook.
No, I don't do that. It's already like booked and then I just do the ending for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Allie, let me ask you this. What is something you truly like about yourself?
Hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at the sandwich behind you while you ask these questions. Yeah. It makes no
crunch,
sense.
Bread.
Yeah.
I think I am a good friend. That's about nice. Myself.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't know.
And when was the last time you cried?
Oh, like yesterday.
Why?
I got stressed out. I've been having insomnia. Alex knows about this.
It's not funny. It's just the honesty.
No, it's just the honesty. I've been having horrible insomnia, and for some reason, I have found that like if I watch a sad movie and I cry and I have like an emotional release of crying, then I am able to sleep better. Mm. So it's been kind of a journey of like watching really sad stuff to try to go to sleep, and it's like a weird cycle that now I'm in.
Yeah.
That's still happening?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you told me about this so long ago.
What's the last
I'm so
sad
sorry.
Also, can I just give one note to Amir there? Because I was live editing.
Perfectly fine question.
No, the question was great, but before that, like Allie and Alex were having a moment. They were like connecting. Even Erica was smiling. You looked like you'd just seen an animal die.
Uh-oh.
So like have some empathy and just, yeah, action.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of animals dying, it's like banshees of Aintrin, like spoiler, the donkey.
Yeah, that's so
like that. I like had a hard time with that. You know, I'm so attached to chicken. It's like anything like that. I lock onto it and then I cry and then I, you know, try to get a solid five.
I have a good five minutes.
I try to get a solid not enough sleep.
I have a good rec for you.
What?
The really depressing scene in Dumbo where the mom is like singing to Dumbo.
Yeah. And
that's
are
a
you
surefire crier?
Are you thinking OG cartoon? Or are you thinking that weird Tim Burton remake?
No, OG cartoon. I didn't even see the remake, so I can't.
Dude, that is really sad. Yeah.
Eric, can I ask? When you do something positive or like helpful to others, mm-hmm. do you prefer like private recognition or public praise?
This answer might get me in trouble. No.
So public recognition.
Maybe. No, I mean, like, depends. If you're like, I'm doing something for my family or close friends, like, I don't need any public. But I mean, like, I don't know.
Like you being on this podcast, you want everyone at the company to send you an email being like, good on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it might come from Anya.
I want all the recognition for being here.
Speaking of recognition, where do you find inspiration?
What are these questions from?
I wrote down a bunch of interesting questions.
Do you pray and where do you find inspiration?
This is like the 40 questions you ask to fall in love with somebody or thing.
No.
Jeff, are you going to see Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Well, you were saying God friended you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
Did you ever accept?
Last week, yeah.
I might see that movie, that special.
Just speaking of praying and God.
Jeff doesn't strike me as someone that goes to the theaters. Like,
is it
I
a
can't
live
see
show?
You
it's
there.
It's a movie.
Like, I can't see you at a movie theater. Is that true? Like, when was the last time you actually, like, went to a movie theater? Bought like a ticket and like ate popcorn while watching a film. It just doesn't
that's
feel
true.
Like,
I can't picture
what?
It.
Yeah, I just can't see Tuesday. It.
What did you see?
Yeah, like what movie could
Evil
you possibly
Dead
have
Rise.
Enjoyed? What was it?
Evil Dead Rise.
Did you like it? Like,
no,
I can't
was...
imagine you liking a movie.
Why? So, okay, name two things you could imagine me doing because you've said I can't be in Vegas, you've said I can't be in a movie theater enjoying
right.
a film. What are things that you think I do in here?
I could imagine you at a bowling alley alone.
Oh, like Highland Park
under my breath.
Or something less cool.
Yeah, and you like, just see him, and he has his own lane, and you're just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, like Corbin Bowl in Tarzan.
Like Corbin
is he really
Blue
good, or is he bad?
Yeah, I think he's practicing.
Okay,
oh
so he's
God.
Not.
If
really
I do
good.
Get invited
he's
to a bowling
he's getting there.
So
yeah.
He's bad, but he's like trying to learn how to do the spin
enough!
Technique.
You know, you guys center me in this narrative that fits your guys' asses just because you guys are anxious to sit next to each other because you guys all don't know each other very well, right? So you have to, like, gang up on me because you're facing towards me because that's the only thing that you guys can, like, oh, like, you know, when Republicans and Democrats can come together when there's a war, right?
It's not like I'm saying you're a gutters up guy.
Oh, that's funny. He gets the rails.
Yeah.
He is a rail.
This would be perfect if I had a Rice song. Oh, just straight into it.
I love the Rice song.
Here we go. That was actually the end of my questions.
Go out with a bang.
I have therapy in 3 minutes. Seems like good timing.
Oh, wow.
Where are you
going to
do
you want to start
it?
Now?
I might do it in the studio. I might record.
We should live stream it.
I think we should, yeah. It should be batch recording. We can do it another episode. It's me and Lillian. Had a dream about her last night, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a sexy dream or just a regular dream?
This is the first time anyone's ever asked me a question I don't want to answer. Well, let's finish out with that. Alex, you in therapy?
I went last night, yeah. I also cried last night.
Aw.
Because, why?
It's therapy, you know?
Definitely.
You're supposed to cry.
Really?
Therapeutic.
It's therapeutic to cry. I'll give it a shot. Erica, what do you got? Therapy or no therapy?
I do not go to therapy.
Allie?
I don't, but someone told me I should yesterday.
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Because you were fixed?
No, because the pandemic sort of ended our in-person sessions, and then it was a natural
Zoom fatigue.
Dissolution of the relationship.
Zoom do you feel fatigue. Better?
No, not really.
Maybe you should go back.
I should.
Yeah.
She was kind of mad at me.
Why?
For ending?
It felt combative at the end.
Because she wasn't making any breakthroughs.
She thought my guards were up.
They are.
In a way.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter, and at I am Jeffrey James on TikTok. Been posting some really shitty ones recently there, but I might up my game, as it were. Let's go in a weird order. Let's go Erica, Amir, Ali, Alex. Plugs, what do you got? Social media projects?
No, just my Instagram, maybe. Erica Jensen.
Great.
Easy.
Amir?
Oldsouls.la.
You stole mine.
Oh, that's yours? Shit.
But yeah, sure.
Amir. Yeah.
That, you have that handle on Blue Sky.
Yeah. You guys on Blue Sky?
No, what is Blue Sky?
It's like Twitter without Elon Musk is the selling one. But you have to be invited.
But with Jack Dorsey.
Yeah. He just started a new Twitter.
That's so funny.
Alex?
At Amir.
That's it.
Dot old soul.
Dot old soul.
It's a picture of me as
we're
a
switching
chair.
Accounts, actually.
Yeah. Allie?
At AllieCon on Twitter and Instagram and Letterboxd. And listen to Gaotic, new episodes every Wednesday.
Got 'em.
Our podcast with Muna. And I also just wanted to say thank you for everyone who's donated to the Sandwich Fund after the last podcast recording to my Venmo. It was really nice of you, and I see you, and I appreciate it.
What is your Venmo?
At Allie-Con.
How many did you get?
I'm making money.
Wow. What? Are you using it
Wait,
on Sandwich?
Can you give us the story? I don't know about the Sandwich Fund.
Yeah, explain.
Like, as a joke, a couple podcasts ago, I just plugged my Venmo because Amir said I could, and then
covering all your legal bases too. Yeah,
and then I started getting money.
Really?
Well, how much have you gotten?
Well, I don't want to tell it.
So it's a lot.
It's like couch money.
Are you kidding?
It's couch money.
It's
couch money.
Yeah, it's good couch money. It's enough to get lunch. A nice lunch.
Okay, so $40.
Well, I would say that after the first one, it was just a sandwich for me, but now I think I could cover three of us.
Wow, three
so
sandwiches.
$60. It's roughly $60.
Holy smokes. Wait, what is? Did you do your Venmo again? What is it?
At Allie-Con.
Let's get her a couch.
Let's get
yeah,
her a couch.
Yeah, please give me a new couch. I'm miserable.
Let's get her a couch and ha.
We're going to sit on a couch.
Oh.
A couch.
That's it.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.